this may be our last chance to provide the means of saving civilization from annihilation.
There's much we can learn from each other.
One of those moments in history.
We are all together out on the internet.
Can there be a peace between us?
You were an eyewitness.
The people who grew up with the technology.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
A worldwide broadcasting system.
This is for you, for my way.
Please keep in touch.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show's Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program celebrity handicapper Brandon Lang. Brandon, how are you? And I should have said Tennessee was going to win and upset the Ravens. I said that they'd have something for the Ravens, and they did. But I thought I was going to have a lot of fun when I saw the Texans just whipping up on Kansas City, but they just gave up, and that was the worst comeback ever. So some interesting games last week.
Yeah, I said on your show, I did, however, say Tennessee would shock the world and beat the Ravens outright. I talked about how the Texans and the Chiefs, the first time they played, the combined score was 31-24. I said that posted total was 51, and I said it would go over the posted total, and it went over the posted total in the first half. So nice to have the rock-solid NFL playoff weekend. And now here we are, conference finals, and yeah, I'm 3 weeks away from having to pick Super Bowl winner number 23 of 26. So it's always on my mind, but I think I got both right side of the games this week. I like the totals as well, so we're in for a good weekend.
See, it's interesting, but I think that always, because you do so many different shows, I think that you did not pick Tennessee, but you thought it was a good shot. You must have told it on another show. But ultimately, I argued with you about KC. I'm glad I did not bet a bottle of wine on KC because I just was like grinning up. I said, oh my gosh, the Texans versus the Titans. What a strange game that would have been. But it was thrown off. So now is it going to be the State Farm Super Bowl? Green Bay versus Kansas City, then we'll consider it the biggest work in the world, right? If that happens.
Nah, that's got no shot of happening whatsoever, because there's nothing Green Bay and Mr. Discount Double Check's going to be able to do to go out to San Francisco and beat that Niner team. It's just not going to happen. Not my lifetime, not your lifetime, not anybody's lifetime. You know, when they went out there in November, Aaron Rodgers threw for 104 yards total, 1.9 yards per catch. He had no time to throw. The reason why he had no time to throw was because his receivers, Adams and the rest of those guys, could not beat man press coverage. And if you can't beat man press coverage, you are then going to force your quarterback to hold on to the ball for an extra second. That extra second is everything in a pass rush that the Niners bring. The Packers didn't sign any new players. They didn't get any healthy players back. This is the same exact team that went to San Diego and got absolutely destroyed. This is the same exact team that went out there to San Francisco and lost the game 38-7. I've told people all year long, this may be the most overrated 14-3 football team that I can remember for some time in the NFL. I'm serious. This is a team that should have lost to Detroit when they were playing for a first round bye. They should have lost to David Blau.
I'm not really sold on San Francisco either.
I'm just for your listeners to understand that if you look at this Green Bay team as a whole and the wins that they've had, they beat the Chiefs without Patrick Mahomes. They struggled to score. Look at their road games. At Chicago, forget it. At Dallas, overrated. Chiefs without Patrick Mahomes. Got destroyed by the Chargers. Got destroyed by the Niners. And then their home, the rest of their road games were the Giants, Vikings, Lions. This is a real big boy team with real big boy players, with one of the best defensive coordinators in the game. This, like the first meeting, is a destruction. Lay the number, wait to collect on the Niners.
So let's look at quarterbacks and their records, and you're going to throw that out in this matchup. You're going to throw Aaron Rodgers versus Garoppolo, who has no experience at all. He's going to be nervous in an NFC championship game, and he's not. You think he's going to perform. It doesn't matter. You're just going to go straight on defense.
Bro.
Okay.
Bro, did Garoppolo hurt you last week?
But see, that's a different team. I honestly,
I'm just saying,
that's the Minnesota Vikings. That's not the Green Bay Packers. Okay.
Okay. Are you listening? Uh-huh. I'm trying to help you out here. Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You can't win a football game in the NFL if you can't score. This is the same defense, only they're healthier, facing the exact same Green Bay offense with a rookie head coach who took his team to LA to face the Chargers and was destroyed, took his team out to San Francisco November 24th and got destroyed. So you go ahead and shove all in with your Green Bay Packers. You keep drinking that Aaron Rodgers Kool-Aid like he's God.
Okay,
go ahead.
So I'll go Green Bay. Right. I'll go Green Bay. I'm not going to bet you, but I'm going to go just as
you can't bet because you lose every time you bet me. So you're probably smart not to bet.
I'm not smart not to bet you for sure. All right, other game, KC. I think it's going to be KC all over them. I think because KC, and my fact is that you have a great offense and they can put up tons of points. Do you think Tennessee can go in a shootout against Kansas City? Right? Is that your thought in that game?
I told the world Tennessee was going to beat New England. I told the world Tennessee was going to beat the Ravens. They just went through the number one overall defense and the number one overall offense in the NFL. What people don't talk about, though, the last 12 games of the NFL season, the number one offense in the NFL, Baltimore Ravens, 32 points a game. Tennessee Titans, number two, 30.7. points per game. Now, the New England Patriots knew we're going to run Derrick Henry. You try to stop it. They couldn't. They go into Baltimore. We are going to run Derrick Henry. You try to stop it. Stop it. Now you're going into Kansas City against the 28th ranked run defense in the NFL. If the Patriots couldn't stop it, if the Ravens couldn't stop it, you go ahead and lay the number with KC and set back and watch Derrick Henry gash this defense. The Houston Texans, and I've said it for years, are the worst coach team in the NFL. You have a Titans team right now that is one of the best coach teams in the NFL. Give me the Titans, and don't be surprised to see them going to the Super Bowl, but I assure you, this is a field goal game that goes right down to the wire, my friend.
Okay, and the only way to find out, really, you know, looking at your picks and stuff, is go to BrandonLang.com. You're kind of telling what your analyst thing in this is, but BrandonLang.com. I'm going to go sponsored today by State Farm Insurance. I'm going with the State Farm Super Bowl because I think, again, the NFL is a work, and what a perfect to put that kind of matchup together. But you're going to go the other route of San Francisco, Tennessee, possibly. Oh my gosh, I like the other matchup better, but there's where you can get all access pass, right? Go check out BrandonLang.com, right?
That's it, buddy. We reserve the right to change over the next 3 days. If I see something, if I have a dream, if God comes to me and speaks to me as he has in the past, but right now that's where I'm leaning.
All right. I think the NFL wants Kansas City, Green Bay for ratings. But all right. Take care, Brandon. And
all right, bud.
We'll talk next week. Take care. All right.
Got thanks. It.
All right. Bye. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Rob Roselli Show. And I'm excited to welcome to the program, Rob Roselli. Rob, how are you? Great to talk to you again today. And I know you're really, really excited about, you know, sharing your message, right? That's what gets you to do this is, you know, it's not about the money. It's about getting, reaching as many people as possible with this message, for sure, isn't it?
Yeah, well, all right, let me put you this way. You know, as I've stated, I can't say I'm overly excited about ultimately where this is all going, which I'll get right to the point, which is the ultimate destruction of these very United States, which I've identified as Mystery Babylon in the Book of Revelation. So it's not something that I find particularly appealing. However, you know, you go back to Ezekiel 33 and, you know, watchmen on the people are obligated to warn, advise, et cetera, others as to what is going on and what will be going on. And if that sounds condescending or conceited, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. And that's really what drives me. To be honest, I'm not a public speaker. I'm not a politician. I really don't have a desire to be, but be that as it may, I mean, what my motivations are very much incidental to the overall scope and where the show is ultimately going and who hears it and whatnot. You know, and financially, yeah, I'm not doing this to make money. I'm well into the red, you know, this and other shows and other things I've been doing over the past decade and self-publishing and all this sort of thing. So I don't really advertise. I don't have any links or, you know, many links or clicks, you know, where I make money on my website. I don't have any of that really. So the best way people can support me, if they so choose, would be to purchase either one of my books, The Un-American Genocidal Complex, which we talked about last week, which some people know as the Eastern Establishment or the Deep State or whatever you want to call it. And I guess Pleased to Meet You, which we'll discuss on today's show. And my first book, They Live, Great Society of the Undead, is available right on the website as a download. And there you are on the honor system to pay for that. Pay for whatever you will. I ask for $5 or any more donation, whatever, will be appreciated. But anyway, just to kind of keep me even here or whatnot. And, you know, if it goes above that, then great. If not, then that's not really my motivation as discussed. But anyway, again, website boxofsunglasses.com.
Yes, which we're on right now. We're right now showing the website for the people watching on YouTube and Facebook. And if I scroll down, we scroll down to Pleased to Meet You. We talked about, again, the Un-American Genocidal Complex last week, and now we're going to delve deeper into Pleased to Meet You. And that's like that's kind of almost like a, not a playoff, the Screwtape Letters, but something in a different conversation based on what your process is, the way you wrote this, right?
Well, basically, you know, it's kind of a, you know, a Frankenstein book, if you will. Yeah, it's the, you know, the concept of the Screwtape Letters, where, you know, two demons are talking to each other and having a conversation. I took that, borrowed that concept, and the conversation in this book is between Satan himself and a character, the main character O'Brien, which I took from Orwell's 1984. He represents, you know, Big Brother, or the establishment of the Un-American Genocidal Complex, whatever you want to call it, is O'Brien, and that's really the crux of the book is that conversation, which I did get from the Screwtape Letters, but I incorporated elements of several movies and short stories. John Carpenter's They Live, obviously, which was inspiration to really the website and a lot of the stuff I do. And also a lesser known movie that John Carpenter made called In the Mouth of Madness, which I believe is spot on, you know, as I'm interpreting end time events and what's going on and into relationship between.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyrus Mission USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Satan and the other characters, the other demons in the Bible, and Leviathan in the Old Testament. I mean, John Carpenter in that movie hits the nail on the head. I mean, in my view. But anyway, so there's elements of that, and also Stephen King. I mean, I'm not a fan of the man's politics or obviously or whatnot, but he is a brilliant writer. I mean, there's no doubting that. He's very successful, obviously, and probably one of the bestsellers of all time. But you know, a couple of his short stories and movies, The Stand is one of them. And also another movie called Needful Things, a short story and movie, which in my mind described the whole Federal Reserve scam to a T. It compresses the 100-year Federal Reserve scam down to like a short story and a 90-minute movie. Really does a great job. And he has a character in there, William Gaunt. Leland Gaunt, rather, I believe his name is, and obviously representative of Satan. And I kind of, you know, envision that character as the Satan character and pleased to meet you, just to kind of give people a visual. But and that's kind of the background of the book. And then, of course, it discusses all kinds of events throughout history, from current events to the past, how it's all history is, in fact, controlled by the prince of this world. Well, let me back up. I mean, it's controlled as the God of the universe allows him to control it. I mean, he does control it for a time, as per the, you know, Luke's and Matthew's gospel. But anyway, it's that conversation is really most of the book. And I don't want to be a whole spoiler alert, but you can kind of figure if O'Brien has made a deal with the devil, just use your imagination on how the book ends. And I'll just leave it to that people's imaginations. But anyway, and it's written, it's probably a 1 to 2 hour read. I don't know. I can't say how fast people read, but it's very succinct, but it gets right to the point. And many of the events that are discussed, although obviously the conversation is fictional, parentheses, I think, and we can get to, you know, the whole kind of devil worship that's really going on with our leaders. But anyway, that's kind of the flow of the book, and it compresses world history down to a 1 and 2 hour read, and that's basically what it is, and it goes through history all the way back to ancient Egypt and Babylon all the way through today, and that's really, you know, we can talk for hours on the book if you actually read the book. I mean, it cites all kinds of you know, biblical passages, and some people are familiar with, some not so familiar, but the events that are discussed are historically accurate and factual, whether people want to believe it or not. You know, talk about things like the Federal Reserve and World War II and who really started World War II, and not the storybook version many of us are used to, and that sort of thing. But of course, the environmental movement, which I discussed, which we discussed last week in the Un-American Genocidal Complex, which is really a move towards genocide and has nothing to do with cleaning up the environment as it is. What started as a legitimate movement, which is Greenpeace and that sort of thing back in the 70s, has devolved into a bunch of communist radicals, assortment of losers, of course, controlled by satanic psychopaths who are out to control the world and kill 90% of the world's population, per the Georgia Guidestones. But that's kind of getting into the Un-American Genocidal Complex, which we discussed.
So there's connectivity and pleased to meet you, and maybe an easier read, the kind of more entertaining read than Un-American Genocidal Complex. And you're like, if we compare the two books.
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, the Un-American Genocidal Complex, just it's factual. I mean, and there's appendices and it's documented. There's all kinds of stuff in there. That, you know, and whether people want to believe it or not, that's their business. But I'm just telling you, everything in there is fully substantiated and it's more factual. And that too is a quick read, you know, probably a 2 to 3 hour read. Pleased to meet you. You know, it's kind of, I don't want to say it's funny, but you know, the Satan character, I made the Satan character does have a lot of, he's condescending and kind of mocking in the way he talks to O'Brien, basically calling him a fool, as the Bible does, you know, and the word fool in the Bible means basically that's the Old and New Testament, you know, like saying you're an idiot and a moron, which we can see on display with Nancy Pelosi and whatnot and the idiots that think they're running the country. But be that as it may, so Satan kind of talks down to O'Brien, kind of mocking him and telling him that, you know, he thought he was in control of the world, but, you know, he made a deal with the wrong character. He made a deal with Satan. And I'm going to say that, you know, judging by what's going on in the world today, I'm going to say, and that's a literal deal. Okay. Just like it's spelled out very clearly in, you know, chapter 4 of Matthew and Luke's gospel. And people want to believe that or not, I really don't care. If somebody has a better explanation for what's going on, and I'm all ears. But anyway, and then O'Brien, you know, kind of cocky at first, and he starts figuring it out that, you know, maybe he really is doomed. All the billions that he has accrued over in power and whatnot that he has accrued over time, you know, vis-a-vis the Rockefeller family, Rothschild, and all the names, the Carnegie,
exactly,
you know, behind the Federal Reserve System, but. Yeah, they had their worldly wealth for a time, you know, 80 years, 100 years, or whatever it is. But now they get to spend eternity in a world of darkness, which I believe is the true definition of what hell is. It's not fire and brimstone and devils running around pitchforks. It's just eternal darkness. You know, without an absence of God is what it is, and that's where these people are headed. I hate to sound like that. And if you really contemplate what that means, but anyway, and that's where it all ends up. But anyway,
yeah. So Pleased to Meet You is available right now. You can go right now to Amazon to purchase it, but you also can go to boxsunglasses.com. You can also download the PDF version on your website, or again, available at iUniverse. So many different places for sure. Looking at what people do if they're, you know, perusing the website, we've talked about the two books. There's a lot more information at boxofsunglasses.com. Any predictions for next week for people listening now? Any predictions based on, I just can't believe the field for the Democrats Party. I really think that, Cory Booker left. I don't know how anyone could beat President Trump. None of these candidates are attractive at all, except Biden. And the fact that Joe Biden is that Joe has doesn't have his base really fired up for him.
Look, you want my prediction? These people suck. They're just like an agglomeration of losers, liars, and, you know, in government, you know, career lowlifes. All right, that's what they are. These people suck. You're hypocrites. You know, there's nothing. Anyway. You know, what I'm going to say, and maybe we can talk about this on future shows, and I'll just leave it with this, is, you know, in Revelation 13, you know, it talks about a deadly head wound that heals, okay? And I'm more and more of the belief that, and a head wound, it's a political head wound, okay? I'm not one of these biblical literalists. Those people that think the Bible needs to be taken literally have no idea what they're talking about, and you just end up in stupidity. But anyway, the head wound in Revelation 13 is a it's definitely a political wound. And I'm saying right now that I believe Trump is going to be the purveyor of that deadly wound, in the sense that, and it's already started. You can already see the way these people are panicking, as we've discussed on past shows. It's a political head wound, but then the political and people are in awe of the beast. So what that tells me is Trump's going to get a lot of these people. Okay, there's a lot, and they know that. That's why they're panicking. And I leave it to the listener's imagination as to where
exactly
Trump he'll succeed for a while, but I have the fear that he's going to end up like one JFK eventually. But anyway, maybe we can pick that up on next week's show.
Absolutely. Yes. Looking forward to talking about that and talking about other news, but we're going to keep going through the website. I just wanted to bring up that specific things box, sunglasses.com. Follow Rob Roselli on all different social media sites, YouTube channel about to launch. A lot of big things. I appreciate you calling, Rob. And I know that you're not excited for the end of the world, but you're excited that you at least are going to give the last for everyone out there and their souls to make the decision now what they're going to choose. And so that's why you're bringing that information. Yeah. So I appreciate you calling, Rob.
Yeah, and I'm same here. And the Book of Jonah is a good one out of the Old Testament I should have mentioned. But anyway, we can talk about that in the future. But anyway, thanks again, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, guys. That was the Rob Roselli Show, everyone.
We're back to the Beach Lifestyle Show celebrity segment on the Total Education Network. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley, and my other host, G.J. Reynolds. G.J., how are you?
Doing fantastic.
What's going, my buddy?
All right, Pat, doing great, and we're really excited to interview you, and we're going to talk about your book. So first question I have to ask, why did you write the book?
Well, the book I didn't want to write, but I find out people who don't have anything to say write books. So I said, I think I got something to say. I got a pretty good career going all these years. I'm going to be 84 years old. And I wanted some things to say that I know a lot of people would not say what I say. So I've been known a little bit as a, you know, well, he's got a big mouth. When people tell me I got a big mouth, that means I'm doing the right thing and I'm saying the right thing. So I said, let me put some of the stuff in the book. And that's what I did. And it's going great. I mean, I'm not going to get wealthy with it. I wasn't looking for the money. I was looking for just to make a statement, because I feel I've been around long enough. I've done a lot of great things in this business. I'm uneducated, but I say things what's on my mind, and sometimes it costs your family, and it's cost me that too. But, you know, I should have done it earlier. That's my only sad situation.
Well, my my co-host, Pat, he's written a book as well. GJ, haven't you?
Correct, and I'm also impressed with writing another book, and so I'm always interested to hear, you know, from other authors like yourself. So what's been the response to the book, on a book that you weren't sure you should write, and you wrote it? So how's the response been to that?
You know, I'm not looking for something else. If you can do something one time, you don't have to explain why you did the one time, and then that's why you do the second time. What I did the first time, that's enough for me writing a book. I'm not interested in writing a book anymore. I just want to get myself together mentally and just let people know my mistakes are out there. And the reason I survived and still in show business and still making a hell of a lot of money is because I have not changed. I have not backed down at what I've done. I've not backed down with my mistakes. In fact, I discuss my mistakes every chance I get, because when you put that forward, the mistakes teach you not to do them again. But at my age, at my age now, I'm looking to go to, you know, to another planet. That's all I'm looking for, because I am I'm honorable with myself. It's over. And one day I ain't going to be here no more. But if I could have my grandkids read some of the things that their grandfather went through, you know, and I talk to him even before the book to try to educate them, that's what I do, and I tell them, it's not a shame to make mistakes, but don't do it a second time.
So, Pat, did you feel like when you first had to write this, was it difficult sitting down and jotting down everything of your career?
No. I had a friend of mine called Steve Guerin, and Hirschlock, see, I gave them the words, and what they did, they orchestrated, because I could not do that. So we became partners rather than pay them for the orchestrating it. I said, why don't you want to be a partner, take it. That's okay. And then it's, again, it's not the money. It's not the money. When it becomes the money, then you got a problem. Then it's going to eat you up. Listen, I've never had money. Now that I got money, I'm enjoying it, and my grandkids are enjoying it, and my...
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Family, unfortunately, my first family is not enjoying it because they still got hate. I don't know what the hell's wrong with them, but that's okay. They're on Amazon. They got right about me every 5 minutes, and that's 50 years ago. So what do? You turn around and you laugh at it because they don't know how bad it sounds. Not for me, for them, because I'd say it's too bad. I'm not hurt, and I don't feel hurt. I made decisions. I was old enough to know what I was doing. But when you were not a name called Pat Cooper, you never heard from these people. You could live in the street, they'd never call you. The minute I did Jackie Gleason, I heard every 5 minutes I was going to court. So I laugh at it because this would make a great movie called The Court I Lived In.
And GJ, I think that you've followed Pat's career as I have as well with and G has. I remember you on the Howard Stern show. We'll get to that in a little bit, Pat. But basically, GJ, you remember a lot about his career and how funny he is, isn't he?
Well, most
definitely.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you. You can't worry about what people say. You've made your decision. It's out there. If you struck out, you struck out. But there's another inning coming up. And there's another at-bat coming up. That's how I look at it. And if I make mistakes and you tell the people that are angry at you, I was wrong in certain situations, but the reason I was wrong is you made me wrong. And I accuse you of making me wrong. Because all I want to do was support my children, which I did for 21 years, and it's still not enough. But you know something? That's sad for them. How would you like to have, when your father passed away, in the obituary, that my father left 3 daughters? How would you like that for hate?
Oh, wow.
So they're telling me that I never had a father. So now my older sister wanted to get in touch with me about 6 weeks ago. I says, how can I be your brother when your father died and left 3 daughters, you idiot? And she didn't know what to say because, you know what, that's covering the hate. But you know, that's what makes me listen. I wish you would have saw my show Saturday, because I make humor out of this situation, because most of the people in the audience have their own problems, family style.
Oh wow, very funny guy, G, isn't he?
Look, I'm a naturally funny guy, and I'm the only Italian that I know who was natural. When I came out doing an Italian wedding on Jackie Gleason, people say, you'll never do that. Jackie Gleason opened the door for me from a guy called Willie Weber, who was my manager at the time, guaranteed me a shot on Jackie Gleason, and he kept his word. So whatever I got today, I owe that man. Unfortunately, he's no longer here, and I tell people he's the guy that opened the door for me, and you don't forget those things.
You don't, G, do you?
Well, that's a good point. You know, never forget where you came from, and never forget who opened the doors to get you where you are. However, you still have to go through the door, and you chose to go through the door. And obviously, that was the beginning of an awesome career that's still going. So,
if tomorrow it's over. I didn't expect to get this far. Don't forget, I have no education. Whatever I did was whatever my background was for me was I was funny. And you were not allowed to be funny in an Italian family during the 50s. My mother and father didn't have no sense of humor. And when you said something funny, they thought you were disrespectful. They'd smack you around. And my mother was a hitter. My mother should have been on the Yankees. But I didn't hate him for that. That's okay. She was trying to raise her kids. I understand that. But they didn't have the patience today. If my mother hit me today, we could lock her up, which I disapprove of. But, years ago, they didn't know how to talk and go to a psychiatrist. They didn't understand that. The teacher told my father, your son lights up the world. You know, my father said, how come I'm paying an electric bill? How does that grab you? He didn't even know he had a sense of humor. Well, at least I got a laugh out of you, Neil. That's a good thing.
And also, GJ, my co-host and business partner has another question for you, Pat. Go ahead with another question, G.
So what are some of the things that you've been able to do with some of the other celebrities? Because obviously, Jackie Gleason was the one that opened. You got on his show. So what are some of the other celebrities that you've been able to work with, and what was that like?
I've worked with all of them. I don't know who I didn't work with. I worked with Sammy Davis Jr.'s and Sinatra's and Dean Martin's and Perry Como's and George Burns and God, Andy Williams, and I don't know where I didn't go. I worked with everybody, and when I went on Tom Snyder, 1980, and told the world what I thought of some people that I worked with, that they were not nice people and that they disrespected me. And I screamed at them saying, you cannot take my dignity. You are not allowed to do that. You're not smart enough or big enough to take my dignity. I'd rather quit right now. And everybody said, you ruined your career. I said, no, I raised my price 1,000. They said, what made you say that? Controversy breeds money. And when you name big names and say they're really not nice people, people were shocked. But you know something? I didn't get one lawsuit. Nobody turned around and said anything but, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Meanwhile, my price went up. I was making better money, and I wasn't looking for that. And then I became a charitable person. I donated some of that to charities that I loved. And St. Jude was one of the big ones for me. I met Danny Thomas years ago. I admired him, because he stood up and said, I'm going to open up a hospital, and he did, and when he passed away, I cried, because this man did something great. I wish I could be 2% of his greatness to help children without paying. Where do you find people like this?
Yeah, that's tremendous. So there are celebrities, Pat, that are good people, and then there's ones that are really jerks, right? That's what you've run into in your career, pretty much.
Well, listen, there's a lot of great people out there. And, you don't look for thank yous. You do what you got to do. I could have done a lot more, but I did what my salary called for. I mean, you give to the veterans, you give to everybody that you can. I'm not making jest. I give to the Latoka Indians from North Dakota. Every couple of days they send me feathers that I'm starting to sneeze. I sneeze every 5 minutes, but they're wonderful. They send me feathers around my neck, under my arms, in my pants. And they mean well when you send them $25, $30 because it's helping one of these Indian kids go to school. So it's okay. But I make just out of it from my heart. And every time they keep sending me something with a feather, I don't want to open the envelope.
Well, Pat, you're making us laugh a lot today, and that's good for a Monday.
Well, I love you, and I thank you for having me on, buddy.
All right. Well, GJ has a question. One more question for you before we let you go.
What's your 90-day challenge? What would you like to accomplish over the next 90 days?
Let me see if I can read that. What's my 90-day challenge?
Yeah.
What I would like to accomplish?
Yes.
That's very, very simple. I'd like to stay healthy. That's what I'm down to. I always took care of my health. I don't drink a lot. I don't go around messing with women. I was married 43 years, second time. I just want to be healthy for maybe the last 90 days or maybe another year, and maybe do some more helping St. Jude and some of these people because, something. I have not met the more fortunate man than me. I have not met that man. Because no education. I tell kids out there, don't be afraid to stand by what's good for you. Because your life goes by fast. I was 12 years old 11 minutes ago. Now I'm 84. What does that tell you about life?
Well, Pat, you're not retired. And as you heard, the Holy Father retired today. You heard about the Pope retiring, right, Pat?
Well, I love people who want to hear about me. I just hope I don't shake them out of their pants. And let me tell you about what the Pope did.
Yes.
I'm not a great Catholic, but I analyzed it when I heard it this morning. I believe this man felt he could not do the job anymore like he used to. And all due respect, he was an older man, and I think we need a new young Pope.
Right.
To get up to date with the world, because the world is changing, and God love this man. I don't think he's that young enough to handle some of the problems that are coming up, and I love him for retiring and passing it on to someone younger, because I think that's the future. We need younger people, because the world's getting younger, and all this technology is killing us. And we're forgetting who we are, and everything is electronic. Everything is a bigger screen, a bigger radio, a bigger sound, and we're wondering why we're going deaf. That's obvious. That's obvious. I got tinnitus. In the middle of the night, I'm hearing, is that you, Mac? Is that you, Mac? I thought it was my wife talking to me. I wish I could get away with that. I hear music from the tinnitus, but something? I could be blind. I could be walking around with no legs on. So I'm pretty lucky.
All right, Pat, where can we...
And again, I thank you, Neil. God bless you.
And where can we purchase your book and find out more about you, Pat?
You'll be well. And listen, don't worry about the weather. Unfortunately, people don't know, don't fool around with Mother Nature. Because Mother Nature gets back at you. Look at what happened around this country. And some people are now without houses. Now we got to help those people first. That's what we're obligated to. If we're okay, we got to help them, damn it. Instead of talking about we're going to raise money or we're going to walk for cancer. I hate when they say we're going to walk for breast cancer. I don't want to walk for breast cancer. I want to donate a dollar or 50 cents for breast cancer. What the hell am I walking for? Then I'll wind up getting leg cramps. Then we're going to walk for leg cramps. When do we stay home and say, we know what we got to do. We got to cure that damn thing. And how do you cure it? With money. And thanks again, Neil.
All right, Pat. You can go to patcooper.com to purchase the book and Amazon and all finer bookstores. Thanks for calling, Pat.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right. All right, you're listening to the Beach Lifestyle Show with host GJ Rounds and myself, Neil Haley, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to the Toll Education Celebrity Show on the Toll Education Network, TotalTutor.net for more information. You go to Twitter, Total Tutor, and follow me. Also, Neil Hess Haley, Facebook. And I mean, I'm amazed. I never thought in my career that now I'm going to be talking and interviewing celebrities that are going to be on the screen. And it's not even debuted yet. And it's an amazing thing to welcome the program, Tim Holmes, celebrity, and you're going to be the strong man in Oz the Great and Powerful. Tim, thanks for calling.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, your background's very, very interesting, and I think that definitely a story could be about you, especially if you continue to be successful in Hollywood, and we could talk about that another time and another story, because you started out as a firefighter and not to actor. How did you get involved in Hollywood?
Actually, you know, I moved out here to California when I was 18 from Michigan for music, and it took me 10 years, and I finally got signed to MCA Records. I went on tour for about a year and a half over in Europe, and I did the East Coast. I was doing Southern rock music, kind of like Kid Rock's music, before Kid Rock. And then I got dropped from the album. From there, I got into acting classes and studying. I took acting in high school. I got back into it later on after the music career, and then I started booking to some soap opera under five stuff, B films, this and that. And then I had that little midlife crisis going on, as we all do. And I got kind of freaked out, like, man, if I don't make it, I need a plan B. So I went to school to get my associates to become a firefighter. I went to the fire academy, became an EMT. I was on reserves at Warner Brothers Fire Department. And then from there, I was going to go to L.A. City. I got invited to L.A. City's Fire Academy, which is a long process, man. I didn't know it took that to become a firefighter, but I'm glad it takes that because it's an amazing job. It was one of the best jobs I've ever had in my life.
What's amazing, Tim, is that people, their stories. I had someone from I'm John Littlefield from Extreme Home Makeover, Home Edition, saying that he didn't get his big break till he started working on houses and someone spotted him.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archived CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
Stitcher.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
He worked on the right
wow.
house. So I guess in Hollywood, what you have to do before you make it is find a job where some of my friend, G.J. Reynolds, is in L.A. right now, and he tells me, you just walk down the street and you spot a celebrity. You just never know if you're going to be the one serving coffee to them, putting on a fire, doing some odd jobs for that right producer to get your big break. Isn't that true? I'm sure you've seen that in Hollywood all the time.
It is very true. I mean, I started a business in the fire department, putting together events for people. And I started it by passing a flyer out, and I did it in the slow season, which is Christmas. And that's a slow season for acting. And in the FD, I only had, 10 shifts a month. So it's a very lax schedule. So I'm not a lazy guy, so I always want to work and make some extra money and do some fun stuff. And I like working outside. So this business took off, man. I have worked at Nicolas Cage's house, Michael Keaton's house, Jennifer Garner, Ben Affleck's house, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jim Belushi, major producers, directors, the president of 20th Century Fox, president of ABC. I mean, ballers.
But at that time, I wasn't really, I didn't really have anything in the acting world to say, hey, can you help me out? Because I'm an actor. Everybody's an actor out here. So I just want to keep it business. I never approached them in that field to say, listen, can you help me out? Because I didn't have nothing to show them or showcase. So it took me a while. I learned how to shoot. I learned how to edit. I started writing. I used to write all my music, so I started writing screenplays. I wrote a screenplay about a biker guy. It's called Detroit Riders. It's basically Sons of Anarchy meets Biker Boys in Detroit. I shot short on it. I chopped that up, had it in my reel. From there, I started booking gigs in Michigan when we had the Michigan Film Incentive, playing bad guy roles. So I built up myself a decent acting reel, and I started pitching that to my clients when I got out there. And then I finally got a break. One of my clients said, okay, he took my headshot resume, looked at my reel, liked it. 2 months later, I got a call from a casting director who was casting one of his projects, and they called me in for a read. I got the call back, and from the call back, I went to producers, and I booked it. And that's the part of Monty, which is on Vegas, which is on CBS, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. with Michael Chiklis and Dennis Quaid. I was in the pilot, and I should be in a couple more. And that's it, man. So, I mean, it does help to know these people, but... When you get a chance, and if you screw that chance up and drop the ball, forget about it, man. You ruined your chance. You won't get another chance. So you better come correct. When you get your big break, you better be prepared and up on your game to knock it out the park. That's all I got to say.
So that's how I look at things too, Tim. And if you follow my career in radio in the last 3 years, how every time I said, I got to get the next A-list celebrity, I got to get this next person. And what it's very interesting is interviewing guys like yourself that are up-and-comers, they're always like, hey, man, I talk about you. And we hang out and say, hey, I have a good buddy that has this charity or foundation, or I have this person here or that person there. And you're sitting here and saying, holy cow, why don't you come to this event or come meet you somewhere else? And before you know it, it just grows from there, and it's amazing what happens. And it sounds like that. But then how were you able to get your big break? Because the other movies and stuff, you know, they were good parts, but this is huge for you. Tell us how you got the big break for Oz.
I got it was an agency, like one of the only agencies in Michigan that I had that time. I moved back home from California in 2002, had a midlife crisis, freaked out, moved back home, bought the house I grew up in, hung out, relaxed, met my wife. We got married. Now we have two twin boys who are going to be three next month, and I started learning the craft. So I bought a camera. I started shooting. I took classes for a directory of photography to set up my shots. I learned how to edit from the Mac store. So I learned how to shoot the film, edit the film, and I was already writing, so I wrote stuff for myself. So when I got the break for an audition for The Wizard of Oz, they said, you can either come into the office and we'll shoot your audition here, or you can shoot it yourself and upload it to us. So me being the little wannabe filmmaker, man, I called up all my buddies. I planned it out. We shot my audition piece on location with props.
What?
And we shot this like a little short film. And then I edited it all up. I color corrected it, add my titles in my slate in the front. It looked like a little short film. But I sent it to my agent, and they're like, oh, man, you can't do it like this. This is not, you need a white wall, plain audition. I'm like, y'all, come on, man. This is Sam Raimi. This guy grew up shooting film and making films on a Super 8. He will love this. He will love this. I'm telling you. One thing they're going to say is, no, redo it, please. So they sent it to him. No more than a week later, the callback I got from Sam Raimi's people is they wanted references from past producers and people I've worked with to make sure I'm not some crazy guy. Because this audition piece, I look like a crazy dude, man. Let me tell you, bro. I'm telling you right now, I look like a crazy guy. So we gave them referrals. And that was my callback, man. And I was booked. They're like, all right, you got the job. We want to know da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And that was it, man. And then I had to go to the studio and meet Sam Raimi, and we talked a little bit about my character, this and that. And then it was crazy because I wasn't training in the gym. And you know, as you were, you used to be a wrestler. You used to train all the time. I had a year and a half off of training because of these kids. Yeah, I mean it's 5 days a week, man.
Definitely,
if you want to work out.
Absolutely, it's something that you're right, Tim. When you're saying, "Hey, they got you to put muscle on, you got different things." I lived in that gym when I was a pro wrestler, and now I wish I had the time. But being an entrepreneur, I try to get enough time, but I don't get enough. That's another thing. I'm trying to get more sleep, Tim. That's the first goal. But then I guess the next will be to get if I can keep making it more, and I have that time. Then I'll devote it more. Or if somebody says, you know, being 6'10", Tim, they say, by the way, you know what, Neil, you would be great in this part in this movie because I am an entertainer and I was as a wrestler, and you would be a great part here then. But you need to gain 20 pounds. Hey, we'll make sure we take care of that. And that's kind of what happened to you, right? They basically told you had to put some more weight on to be the strong man. And you said you weren't getting the opportunity to train with two twins. I have four kids, by the way. And I have three. I have three under the age of four. So it's 4, 2, and 6 months. So my life is crazy, just like yours with twins. So finally you decided, hey, did they tell you have to gain the weight to be able to do this part? Is that what they pretty much told you?
Basically, Sam Raimi, because when I went to go meet Sam Raimi at the studios, I met him, the stunt coordinator, the DP, the editor, and all the heavies. And I mean, I could have lost the job. You know what I'm saying? I was booked. I didn't sign we didn't sign anything yet. It wasn't finalized yet. They had to meet me. So if I would have shown up and been a sloppy mess, I probably would have lost a gig. But, you know, I had to take my shirt off, and they had to look at me, stand next to this girl for the sizing, which was going to be the same size as Michelle Williams and the size as my strongman's wife. They videoed it. And Sam was like, you're going to work out for the part, right? I'm like, Sam, yes, I'm sorry, man. Excuse my sloppiness right now. But, you know, I've been trying to raise these kids with my wife. We had preemies or twins. And I'm like, I don't get no sleep, bro. So help me out. And I will train every day starting tomorrow. So I did. I trained every day, started the next day. I trained every day. I went to GNC health food store. I asked the big, giant muscle guy there, dude, I got to gain some weight. What do I do? So, man, I took muscle gain powder. I took protein powder. I took all these other crazy pills the big guy told me to take. I spent like $1,000 a month in supplements. In 3 months, I gained 25 pounds. Not muscle, but 25 pounds. I did no cardio. I lifted heavy, heavy weight, small reps, because I want to be a lumberjack. I want to be a big, thick neck kind of guy.
Right.
And ate steak every day, ice cream shakes, pasta, all the huge fattening.
See, I remember that when I had to put weight on for wrestling because I was a skinny basketball player and I had to do the same thing. I remember.
It's easy putting it on. It's hard taking it off.
So basically you had a suit then, right? So it wasn't basically that your body shown. You had a suit for the strongman, right?
Oh, my. Dude, I was in late. Sorry, brother. This was the 1800s, you know what I'm saying? And these guys in the 1800s wore tights. I had like a little one-piece old-school beta suit type thing. It was like a leotard going over everything. The typical old strongman picture you see of a strongman in a circus back then, because that's what my character is. My character is a strongman in a traveling circus, and Oz, which is James Franco, he is a magician in a traveling circus, and that is our characters.
So it's a main character that wasn't in the first Wizard of Oz then, right? This is some of the new differences, right?
This most of the characters in here are different because this is a prequel to the movie we all saw growing up as kids. This is what happened before he came to the Land of Oz and become Land of Oz. And hopefully, and I'm pretty sure this movie is going to be amazing because I've seen it. And we've all seen the trailers, and it just looks unbelievable. I don't know anybody who's not going to want to see the next Wizard of Oz film, first of all, especially a Sam Raimi film. So if there is going to be another one, which Frank Baum, the writer of The Wizard of Oz, wrote 15 books about The Wizard of Oz. So there's a franchise here that could go on for three films at least, which is going to be amazing because Sam told me when I was done with my shoot after 2 months, Tim, you killed it. I love what you did. Good job. I appreciate your effort and all you brought to this role. And if there is another movie and we are going to do another one, you are going to be in it. I promise you, the strongman will return. I'm like, oh, Sam,
Thank you so much, man. Thank you, Sam.
Well, I hope, Tim, that we have regular interviews so we talk about your career other times, and we could say when you're ready for the new one, we could be talking about it. We could be on set talking about it, all those things. That's what I like about my radio show is I try to get celebrities I connect with and say, you know what, man? We have a good connection, and you can see from our conversation on the radio, it was the same thing as when we were kind of talking on the phone before. Then that's where we're going on this. So basically, this strong man is one of the major roles in this. Where I would have not thought if you would have said the strong Oz, you think because what we grew up wouldn't think about that. So that's quite interesting. So are you almost like the guy that was right next to Jabba the Hutt in Star Wars type of thing, right?
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Stitcher. Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
Stitcher.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.